This question of the apostles, Lord, increase our faith. Why do they ask this? I think to get the answer, we have to look at all of Scripture. We have to see what was going on right before they asked this question. And what was going on was that teaching of Christ about forgiveness. When Peter says, Lord, how often must I forgive my brother? 7 times? And Jesus says, no. 70 times 7 times. 7 being an infinite number. This is an unlimited, an infinite number of times that we are called to forgive. Humanly, this is impossible. It's only possible with God's grace. Forgiveness and faith are intimately related. So what is this faith that can pull this mulberry tree? What is this faith that can move mountains? We often think of our faith as, it's my faith. It's up to me. It's all about me. But if that's the case, we're just feeding the ego. And we're setting ourselves up for a fall in pride. Because at its core, faith is not about us. It's about the gift that God gives us. It is a virtue. And as St. Thomas teaches, virtues are habits. Habits that can be built up and strengthened. Habits that can be ignored and atrophy and go away. And as I was preparing for the homily this week, I came across a story. Pretty much, I think, removed most of the names from it. But the facts remain. And it is a simple story of faith and forgiveness. But it is also a story of our faith coming alive in prayer. Where we see that the words that we say aren't just words. To be true prayer, the words that we say affect our lives, affect our choices, affect us. There was a family that had lost everything. One of their children, their oldest son, was kidnapped when he was small. And they received a ransom, and the family went and mortgaged everything, took all of their material goods, everything they had to pay the ransom, and it did no good. They paid the ransom, and they still didn't get their son back. The boy was killed. And as you can imagine, this devastated that family. Years later, when the youngest child was preparing for confirmation, the class was asked, what part of the Mass speaks most clearly to you? And she replied, it is the Creed. When we recall our faith in the Holy Trinity, when we recall the gift of faith that we have been given. And then she is asked why, and she tells her story about how this kidnapping and murder affected their entire family, how they could never quite get over it. And one day, there was a man at the door, and this man admitted that he was the one. He was the one responsible for everything that had happened to them. And he was dying. And he was asking for forgiveness. So you can well imagine the father wanted nothing to do with him. The oldest son wouldn't even acknowledge his presence. The oldest daughter wanted him to die a painful, slow death so that he could pay for what he had done. All very understandable, very human reactions. The youngest was too young to know much about this. The mother was simply silent, listening to everything. And after the umpteenth time that this would go on nightly with the family in their discussions. And one night the mom got up and she just left the room. And after a bit she comes back out, went into the living room and sat with her family. And just in a quiet, broken voice, she began to pray. I believe in God, the Father, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, and was buried, descended into hell. The third day he rose, ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. At this point, her voice almost failed, barely audible. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. And then a little louder, I believe in the forgiveness of sins. A third time, more forcefully, I believe in the forgiveness of sins. And she turns to her family and she says, forgive. If you want to be reunited with our beloved son, forgive if you want to enjoy everlasting life. Forgive if you want to take part in the resurrection of the body. The words are no longer just words. The words of the creed became her life. This faith was not about this mother, because humanly, I don't think anyone could do that. The faith was about the gift that she had received, a gift from God. And perhaps hearing this story, her faith will help to change our faith. Her faith will help us to pray the creed. The very prayer that she said, what we say every Mass, what we say to begin the Rosary, what we say to begin the Divine Mercy Chaplet, what we say so often in our lives, it's not just words. It's called to become part of our life, part of who we are. This creed is supposed to be the way that we live and the way that we forgive. This is the true faith from God. This is an example of that faith that can move mountains.